This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jonas Brothers on tour right now. The Happiness Begins tour. I'd say they're about 4 to 6 weeks into this tour all around the country. And I've asked our coworker Heather to join us here this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, guys.
How old are you, Heather?
25.
25 years old. How long have you worked here?
About 3 years.
What is your official title now?
Promotions assistant.
Okay. And I know you've kind of worked all over at this radio station, working on the street team. You're just always there when something needs to be done. You help out.
Yeah.
And we're appreciative of that.
Oh, thank you.
Kind of like the people behind the scenes of the radio station. You understand how hard they have to work sometimes to make sure all of the stuff that we do happens. And Heather is a part of that team. And you are what I consider to be probably the biggest Jonas Brothers fan over 25 in the country.
Probably, yeah.
You could just say the biggest Jonas Brothers fan in the country.
Okay. Age does not matter.
And what is it about the Jonas Brothers?
I've just loved them since I was like 10 years old. Right. So I don't know. They're just one of those bands for me.
She's right in that age range with Annie where they grew up with them and they just never left.
I know, but this is something more than that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you ever want to date one of them or was it just...
Yeah, of course.
Which one was your guy?
Joe.
Joe was your guy.
Always Joe.
All right, so...
Justice for Kevin.
I think I counted the shows. There's maybe 12 or 13 shows thus far in this tour.
Yeah, I think like around 12.
And you've seen...
I've seen seven.
Seven?
We're talking Philly, Miami, New York. How do you afford to go to all of those shows?
You know, some of the tickets are free.
Right.
Travel with friends. You can split transportation and places to stay.
Right.
Airline points and a credit card.
So do you actually get free tickets just from being a humongous Jonas Brothers fan?
Yeah, I have before.
Have you ever met the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah, I've met
them. I know, that's a dumb question.
I've met them a few times.
Right. Do they know you by name by now?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
So are they really all like 5'4" or close?
They're pretty short, but like I'm also short. So when I take my pictures with them, like, I make them look tall.
Perspective is key.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is our coworker, Heather, who has gone to see pretty much every show this tour with the Jonas Brothers. So when you come into the room to meet them, do they have a nickname for you or do they just know you're Heather?
No, they just know.
Right.
Like in Miami, I saw them for the first time, obviously, in like 6 years together.
So right.
It was like they were pretty excited. Well, I don't know if they were excited. I was pretty excited. But they all said good to see me and like, how have you been? So like they knew.
Do you take them gifts or anything?
No, I'm not. Not really. I'm the gift.
No, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I'm not that crazy. I consider myself the gift.
Get it, girl. They must be like, Heather, how the hell did you get to Buffalo?
Pretty much.
Do you think you're going to show up in any of their tour video at the end of the tour?
Yeah, so we actually, in Miami, the opening night, American Airlines is the sponsor of the tour, and they were just going around filming people, like, asking random questions. So they came over and started to film us. And then at the end of it, they surprised us with a meet and greet.
Right.
So then they filmed our entire meet and greet, too. So, like, I'm a little nervous to see that because I feel like I was awkward, but...
Do you ever try and sneak in anywhere where you're not supposed to be, like down into the pit or backstage?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's the sneakiest thing you've done?
Not this tour, but when they played Radio City for like their comeback back in 2012, I actually snuck into their meet and greet that was $1,000.
Woo!
So that was like pretty risky of me.
Right.
But I'm too scared to do that now. Sneaking into a better seat is like the farthest I'll go now.
An artist we interviewed said somebody snuck into his dressing room and they were like wearing the robes that were for him or whatever.
Right. Who was that?
I don't remember who it was anyway.
Was that Charlie Puth or it was one of the One Direction guys.
Oh, it might have been.
I think it was Liam or
that. Yeah, it might have been.
$1,000. I'm scared to sneak into a movie theater that I didn't pay for.
Right.
You're a champion.
When I was younger, I did not care. I would sneak into anything and everything. But now I'm like, I guess I could go to jail. So
do you get concerned that as you get older, you're going to kind of lose your love for them?
I mean, I'm 25 and I'm so crazy now that like
you can't
I don't
see it
know.
Going away.
Yeah,
you're going to be like Kennedy and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I just think that like if they broke up again and in 10 years they said, oh, we're going on tour again, I would probably be even more crazy than I am right now.
Is it true that you thought about going to the concert last night?
Yeah, so they were doing their VMA performance down on the shore, Jersey Shore, and you couldn't get in unless you had tickets, and I didn't have tickets, but I was like, I need to try to go to this.
Right.
And then I just said, no, I need to rest because I'm getting sick right now and I'm seeing them this week at Madison Square Garden. So I was like, no, no, just stay home and rest. Like, you're not even going to get in. And then all my friends got in, so I had FOMO.
I saw a fun tip. If you just walk around with a ladder, they'll assume you work there and they'll let you in almost anywhere.
I guess I have to start carrying a ladder around with me. Who knows where I'll end up?
People snuck into the Super Bowl that way. It works.
That is incredible. So our coworker, Heather, who spends most of her free time now traveling around the country following the Jonas Brothers. So the next show is New York?
Yeah. Two nights in New York this
right.
week.
Wow. And meet and greet, any of that stuff?
Not yet. Right. We'll see.
You're very serious about this.
You're going to die broke, but what a ride.
I say this all the time. Like, you can make your money back. You can't make your memories back. So
you can't re-meet the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, who knows what could happen if I don't meet them this week.
Right.
But you don't ever know.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing your story.
Tell Joe I said hi.
I'll tell them you all say hello.
Were you just heartbroken when they all got married? No, we're still on the air. She was starting to take off her headphones walking away.
I'm done with you two.
Yeah. I was upset when Joe got engaged just because I didn't see it coming. And
they didn't tell you?
No, they didn't phone me up and say, hey, like, I'm going to propose this week, so you better prepare. So that took me as a shock. But when he got married, I was happy. I like Sophie Turner. Like, I think she's so cool.
Right.
Nick, I didn't really care about. Okay. That was just, like, whatever to me.
All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.